I wanted to start with an image of the Magna Carta, because this notion of driving innovation in a legal profession is hardly anything new. King John in 1215 was a pretty innovative guy, managed to give non-property owners land use rights, and really established the rule of law. Now, over the last 800 years or so, I would say the pace of innovation hasn't moved very quickly. But one thing I'm going to argue today is that we are at an inflection point, and we're seeing an explosion in legal technology. We're seeing an explosion in the number of solutions that are coming into law firms and corporate legal departments. And especially when you look outside of the U.S. market, you start to see pretty dramatic change in structures. We have the largest legal market, but in some ways, from a technology perspective, not the most progressive. So my hope is this: I'm going to spend a little time talking about innovation in the law and how you do it, and then I'm going to double-click on artificial intelligence as the example. Corporate legal departments in particular, and I probably hardly need to tell this crowd that, are under extreme pressure. They are one of the few elements on a corporate P&L, a legal expense that is, as a percent of revenue that's been growing. CEOs and CFOs are putting extreme pressure on general counsels. Their response is that they are consolidating their law firm panels. I just met with the GC this week, has gone from 300 law firms to 30 law firms. And they expect to share in the efficiencies that creates for those law firms and those revenue opportunities. They are applying tools and technologies at a rapidly increasing rate. And that is, they're doing that because they want faster, better, cheaper. And so when they are under this extreme pressure, they therefore put pressure on their outside attorneys. And I suspect some of you have felt this. How are the law firms and the lawyers responding? Not very well. 85% of chief legal officers do not believe that their outside law firms are serious about change.